Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. I'm Laura Coe, your host, and thank you for tuning in. This is part five of a five-part series, so if you're still with me, thank you for sticking it out through to the end. I hope you like it. Send me a note, laura@lauraco.com. Let me know your thoughts. Hopefully this was helpful, inspirational, and everything that I intended it to be, because these steps are what have freed me from my path to my truth, and hopefully it has helped you along your way. As always, you can also reach out if you're interested in getting private coaching to help you in your journey towards finding a life that you feel is meant for you. So here we are, day five, practice your truth. We went through awareness, just to recap real quick, taking responsibility, making choices, and taking action from your truth. So why is step five, practicing your truth, so important? I thought once I developed the ability to tap into my truth, to learn how to come from a place that is honestly my own, to get past the fears, the judgments, the criticisms of others in my mind, all of these things that were keeping me from just being myself, being free to express and not feel that there was something wrong, imposter syndrome, and don't get me wrong, there's good and bad days, but mainly good days now. I thought I'd be there. I thought I would have arrived. I thought it'd feel amazing every day. But I didn't realize there was one more step in the journey, which is to practice coming from that truth on a regular basis. And here's what that means. So we've gotten rid of blame. We've gotten rid of victim. We have cultivated awareness. We are comfortable in our truth. We take action from that space on a regular basis. We've started to find the joy, the freedom, the contentment. We're not chasing pleasure and pain, running from pain at all times. And you're just coming from that inner wisdom, the part of you that you were born with, that was never broken, only disconnected from. But then life is happening, right? The world around us isn't always compliant with what we want. Isn't that so disappointing to hear? But here's the thing. Things happen. People get sick. Difficulties arise. Financial challenges are real. Pursuing your passions, your purpose, doesn't always mean that you'll get there in the time that you'd like, in the way that you'd like. Things are complicated. The world is complicated. So what I'm trying to say is that I recognize that every day it's like hitting the gym. If you're not careful, the world around you can throw you off and push you a little more and a little further. And all of a sudden you find yourself back in that position again where you're buried under layers and layers and layers of inauthentic thoughts, thoughts that aren't really feeling like they're coming from you, things that make you feel heavy, weighed down, anxious, stress, dreadful, not free, alive, uplifted. So every day it's a practice. It's a practice to come from your truth. Start again small. Practice your truth. Tell your friend, your family member, somebody who you love, something that matters to you. Speak from that deeper self. Do that in your work. Do that in just the foods that you want, how you want to spend your days, what trips you'd like to go on, whatever it is, that it's coming from that deeper sense of yes, a full body, authentic yes. Now, I slip. I do things for the wrong reasons. This isn't about perfection. You don't get there. Find yourself in a place where you find perfection and just rest like you're on a beach vacation for the rest of your life. You have to practice all the time, because when things get complicated, you can start selling yourself out again. The imposter thoughts come back. Fear is a real thing. It shows up all the time. But that awareness, the lack of blame, not slipping into a victim mindset, all of these things help cultivate that ability to flip back to your truth. It's a decision all the time that you have to make. So I screw up. I sometimes I do things that are totally inauthentic. I think, oh, this will make sense for my career, or I should because this will be meaningful to somebody else. That's okay sometimes if you're doing it for the greater good of your friendship, or it was this idea of radical truth, or all the time it's nonsense. You can't just say anything at all times. I mean, you want to reach a goal. Sometimes there's things within that goal that are not perfect, not ideal, not something you want to do. This isn't about getting what you want. It's about awareness about when you're saying yes and you mean no. And so it's okay if you don't want to and you say yes, but you know you're doing it and you have a reason, there's a purpose for it. So in fact, it really is a yes. For example, there's part of my job that I don't really enjoy. There's parts of this podcast where I have to, I love this part, but then getting it to the editors and getting it back and putting it up and loading it to a pro, it's not fun. But that's what I want to do with it. The podcast is a yes, but those parts are kind of a no, but they're worth it. So it's worth it in the broader picture. But what if you say yes to something big that is a no? What if you just know in your whole body it's dreadful and weighing you down and miserable and there's no purpose? You're just doing it to make somebody happy and you don't even care about that person, or you think you should. It's a good thing to do. You're doing thing after thing like that, draining your time and energy. I still do that sometimes, but I'm aware of it so I can come back faster. So you want to learn these skills, get these skills into your tool belt. So when those moments come, when you slip up, when you make inauthentic decisions, they don't start to pile. They don't start to add up until you've built a life that isn't of your making. It's okay here and there. We just don't want to make decision after decision for the wrong reasons into a job we don't want, into a house we can't afford, into a relationship that made sense but isn't actually happy or enjoyable. So practicing your truth on a regular basis, recognizing when you go off track, it's okay. Practice self-compassion. Come right back to your truth. Get out of that obligation or go through with it and recognize, like, it's okay. It's just a learning process. It's not always perfect. And over time, that muscle gets so strengthened that it becomes unconscious. You see immediately when you're going off course. You catch yourself at the beginning. You can even laugh when you have acted out of alignment with your truth. At this point, when I do things that are out of alignment, I smile. I'm like, oh boy, did that again. But I don't get lost in that just absolute whirlwind of low self-worth, confidence hits, what other people think. It doesn't throw me off my center. So back again to what is my mantra, T.S. Eliot's still point in the turning world. I hope for myself, and I hope for all of you listening, that you can find that still point, even when the world is spinning at a rate that feels like, overwhelming and stressful, that you can feel that still, calm sense of self. Your feet are always touching the ground. You feel strong and purposeful in your life so that you can get through those difficulties and remain yourself. Life is always moving, creating new challenges, leaving you with decisions that can kick up all those fears. But it's just a question of whether you can keep that resilience to come back to yourself. That's where you find freedom. It's freedom that we're after, to be ourselves without second guessing our truth, who we are, and everybody else can be who they are. And that's what makes the world an amazing place. Again, thank you so much for listening. If you want any help with your journey along the way, again, reach out, Laura@lauraco.com.